Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I had to apologize. I don't know what I was apologizing for, but I think I was just kind of sitting there going, you know, Oscar had described when I hate everything and everybody.
Yeah,
just going, maybe I'm just unpleasant, and I'm sorry
you know
I don't
what?
Have
I
more detail to offer you, but I know I was told to apologize to the colonel. I may have said something about his long hair, because his hair has grown during the pandemic, and... all in all, it was a very, very nice weekend. But I would describe myself that I think right now I'm in kind of an HM phase of being up here.
HM? And,
I think hot mess.
Oh. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I feel as though I've been gone longer than I was gone. I feel like I was gone for over a week. I feel like I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I feel like I was chomping at the bit to, or is it champing at the bit?
I think they're both acceptable now. I think it was originally champing at the bit, but now chomping is acceptable.
Wait. Is it? No, we've had this conversation before. You were a champion, and we are a chomping champion. And then somehow you found a way to make you right and us right. A long time ago, we had this fight on.
Hold on, you know what? I'll be right back. I think I actually have a piece of paper that I printed up about it.
Really? Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hold on.
Where is it? In Bowie?
Champion and chomping.
But it's great to be back. Thank you for the Oscar and Rob show that got great reviews last week. I appreciate you guys popping in and hanging in there while I entertain my daughter and her boyfriend and the Colburns and their boyfriend.
I'm back from Bowie.
Just kidding. That's great.
According to BuzzFeed. It was, or both are okay, chomping or champing at the bit. Both are okay, but the original phrase was champing, meaning when a horse...
Well, chomping is what I'll use, because I picture a horse chomping on a bit.
Okay.
Champing is dead to us, Rob.
Thank you.
Dead
all
to
right.
us.
Glad we're done with
that. Okay, ever forward.
For our friends in D.C., most of our listeners are still from the D.C. area,
yes.
So my sympathies go out for your massive heat wave that has arrived, and hang in there, and hope you can survive the week. It's kind of a... the normal thing that we get down in Florida, and they're not used to it at all up here in Maine. So hang in there with the heat. And really, in the week I've been gone, nothing much has changed. Did I miss anything of significance while I was gone last week?
Pony, there's a new, there's a new modus operandi for Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
We've rebranded Pony.
So Pony, because when he comes on the air when he's not in studio, he sounds so depressing and monotone.
Yeah, like Eeyore.
Yeah.
So, Unlike when he's in studio.
Well, when he's in studio, at least you can tell that he's not depressing and monotone. He's just has a certain delivery in his voice,
just the way he is.
So because we don't see him on a regular basis, last week we decided to really, I'll let Pony speak for himself. Pony, why don't you check in right now if you don't mind?
Well, you know, with an introduction like that, it's hard not to be depressed and monotone.
Wow.
So
is that what we changed last week?
What do you think?
So anytime Pony comes on, we got to hear him like this, because his other voice, take that reverb off if you don't mind.
Oh, here we go. Reverb off.
Yeah, okay, now reverb off. Now you have some personality because you're trying to fight back for your own voice. We're never going to give it back to you.
Right.
Go back to the reverb, please.
Okay.
See?
I like it already. Let me tell you why I like the reverb. Pony, in the nerve center of the Mike O'Mara Show, how's everything looking right now?
Oh, it's fantastic, Mike. All the internet is running and everything's just fine.
I already have in my mind
yes.
a picture of Pony in a gray room with equipment everywhere and lights and, you know, picture the control center in any sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm picturing right now.
Yes.
How's the video looking, Pony? Is the video coming across good?
Mike, the video is fabulous. It looks wonderful here in the glass-enclosed Nerve Center. I think everything is going just fine.
That's wonderful. And for contrast's sake, you know, actually on campus, Maddie, how you doing?
I'm great. I wish I had reverb as well, though.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, that'll be enough of that. Glad everybody.
So that,
you know,
changed
what?
Last week.
When I
that
go away, change, even when yeah. I go yeah. away, when I'm not there, I yep. go away. Everybody gets closer together, and I yeah. think that's. I didn't play the shows. I actually saw every day when you would post the video. Mm-hmm. And what was the copyright infringement that bit us in the ass? Last
a song,
week?
Mike. A song.
It was a song.
A song always gets.
Yeah. Really,
song
those
gets
bastards.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah. There's certain groups, and I won't even merit their mention of a name. There's certain groups that are very litigious, and this one has a legendary reputation. It's the first time they've bitten us, I should say.
Yeah, then we send a nice little letter in, and then a couple days later, we're good to go.
So we're past that.
Yes. You know,
live well, and learn.
What's the band?
Let me tell you. It's
just
the Eagles.
Tell them.
It's the Eagles.
Yeah, well, you know, Eagles,
oh,
no more Eagles.
Shock you. Like, they don't have enough
yeah.
money?
Yeah.
I know. First band to cost to charge over $100 for a concert ticket. A-holes.
There it is. Yeah.
No more Eagles, okay. Rob.
Never
dead
again.
To us.
Never again.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to watch.
Who needs it?
I'm not even going to watch football in Philadelphia. It goes that deep.
Yeah, it's not like they can't be heard anywhere else.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Are the classic rock stations still playing them?
Well, I have a visitor in town. Catherine!
Hey!
Come on up here for a minute. Catherine's getting ready to beat feet out of here. So she's been up here since
Is she
since
going
Wednesday.
Back to Northern Virginia or Los Angeles?
She's not going to L.A. That's on hold until,
okay.
of course, everything gets stabilized.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like everybody. She's like everybody. She's employment-wise on hold. Everybody's on hold trying to make their way, trying to figure stuff out. And, you know, it's been crazy time. It's really been crazy time. So
crazy time.
Right now, though, I want to see if she's got enough mic cord. You're going to have to hear. Put this on, all right? Can you, and tell me if you can hear me. Can you hear me okay? All right,
hello.
Now come over on the other side. Come over on the other side here.
I think the cable's stuck on you.
Oh, I'm stepping on it? Okay.
Yes.
And someone kicked out a cord.
The stage direction, Mike. That's all we're asking for.
I'm
a little
sorry,
stage
I don't
direction.
Have myself ready.
And now she's stuck on the cord. All right.
That's right.
There we go.
All right, there we go. Perfect.
All right.
Like Hi. A Swiss watch.
Hello. You got to unmute her now. Yes.
Now I got to unmute her. All right. There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Catherine. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great to
Doing
see
okay.
you. Loved your post.
Lean down a little bit so everybody can see your face. There's
That's
my
so audience. Sweet.
This is too low.
No. You,
can
you see? You're good.
There's Catherine
yeah.
right there.
And that's,
isn't that the actual height difference in real life, too?
Probably close to it.
Yeah, you know? I would think
Probably
so. About right.
Yeah.
So Catherine's been hanging here, and mm-hmm. quite the. I think I'm in both microphones here. Quite the festive birthday party yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Yes.
My God.
Went all night.
A
lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We did like. Tell ourselves that we have to go to bed. We're like, okay. I'm a little tired this morning.
Nice.
Did your new beau get? Did he enjoy the family peppering him with questions?
Which yeah.
Was just like,
yeah.
Hey, what do you do? Where
I was kind of bad
what
with that.
Do? What's the plan? Yeah. It's like, God, shut up. God, you're all up here vegetating, you know?
I left for a lot of that, which I felt bad about, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to go.
That's really what they do.
Fun.
That's usually
it's
the best
really, It's really tough. I remember the first time I brought Carrie over to meet my family, and I warned her about certain people. I said, now, my Uncle George, he's loud, but he's not mean. He's just loud. He'll be okay. You'll be safe. But it's really the ultimate away game. When you are the only non-family member at an event like that, did he handle himself okay? Did he live to tell about it?
Good, yeah. He's really good with that.
Let me ask you. So, Catherine, we'll be discussing it later in the show because I won't discuss. I will not embarrass you by having you here. What in your mind was your thought process in bringing that film that we had when we had movie night a couple of nights ago? What was in your mind when you the joy, the pure joy of sharing that film with me? What I like to understand your thought process. You are a person who actually goes to acting classes. You are a struggling artist, a server, a bartender, making their way soon, hopefully, if everything goes okay, from New York to L.A. to try to, hit big out there. And you're taking your shot, and I like that. But as far as during your dead time,
this is a long question.
That film. that you shared with me the other night. What the hell was that movie that you? And I'm not. Don't mention the title of it because I will give it to them later. Because everybody's going to go do a dive on it as soon as they do. Where did you discover that horrible film?
Our friend showed it to us, and he had the same gleam in his eyes that I did when I showed it to you. Mm. It's just a beautiful. I just wanted to show you a beautiful piece of.
Of filmmaking.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's just you needed to see it. You have the same sixth sense of humor that
You think I'm much sicker than I am.
No, I think you were enjoying it. You kept looking over at me smiling, so.
So
you liked it. I know you did.
I've seen that look
before.
As much as you don't want to
admit it.
I liked it because it's something to talk about on this show.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I mean, there's an element that may be partially.
I haven't heard a lot about it.
Is there art to it? Like, is it viable?
No. Yeah.
No, there's star power.
There's star power. Okay. I mean, there's good acting.
You might, Oscar, you're probably
the star power.
It's called Tusk. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not seen it yet. No.
Johnny Depp is in it.
All right.
Johnny Depp unnamed, though, right? He doesn't get a film credit.
No,
it's one of those movies.
His film credit is his character's name.
Oh, wow.
It says, like, guy...
Guy LaPointe.
Guy LaPointe, played by Guy LaPointe. Yeah.
Weirder and
it's
weird.
It's so great.
Did it talk about, is there a scene where he poops in a bed, or is that just in real life for him?
That's, no.
That was her.
In the movie.
That was Amber Heard pooped on his bed.
Is that his wife?
I'm on his side. I'm Team Johnny with that whole
thing. Oh, you're Team Depp? I'm Team Depp, too.
There's evidence of her doing it before in a previous relationship, same situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Pooping on a bed?
And he was in a relationship for, 15, 20 years? Nothing ever crazy happened? It seems
It's the song Tusk.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It's in the movie.
I gotta realize my air conditioning is cranking up here in the loft.
So you can't hear the UNC marching band?
So when are you beating feet out of here?
Around 10. I'm going to wait for Michael to get back.
Don't go. Stay.
Maybe you'll be down there. If you're not there for the end of the show, say goodbye to your man. And I'm glad to see you. But I'll come down.
We'll wait for you.
Wait for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
bye.
All right.
Get out of here. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Good to see you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That's my oldest. Got my oldest. Sorry about that. Oh, by the way, congratulations on the greatest gift a young man ever got.
Yes. Congratulations.
I heard about my son a ghillie suit.
Very cool. Very cool.
There was a sniper running around the backyard. It was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen. Absolutely hysterical. Now I have to turn that down. There we go. This movie, Tusk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've seen some really...
So Catherine puts it on, and her boyfriend's like just looking away and shaking his head. And going, no, Catherine, don't do this.
So he's playing chess. He knows three steps ahead what's going to happen.
Well,
if he shows the movie.
Just mortified that she's playing this for me. And just like, why are you doing this? Why are you playing this for me? And Catherine's looking at me with a grin on her face going, my dad. And now, if you want to know who's in it, it's got Johnny Depp. I don't know who the other actors
are. Came out in 2014.
Are.
Look at that.
It's a 2014 movie. Yeah. And
it has Justin Long in it as well.
It's got the guy that, the Kill Bill movie.
Kevin Smith directed it.
All Kevin right, Smith. Yeah. And it came out of a podcast. So that's it.
Oh, and Haley Joel Osment, who always...
Boy's face with a fat man's body around it.
It's so rare that a good-looking kid can turn into such a handsome adult. That doesn't happen a lot. And luckily, he caught that chip.
It was special. It was it was truly special. And... I don't want to give away the plot. What I want to do is maybe have.
I'll watch
I'm
it.
Not going to make you guys Oscar.
I'm in. So I'm just saying, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. I'll look at it.
I will tell you this. I will tell you the first half of the movie, it kind of is a thriller and scary. And, because the first half, something horrible happens right away. And it's just such bad CGI.
It says it's a horror movie. Is it a horror movie?
It is a horror movie. It is a horror movie that doesn't make a lot of sense. It's so bad, it's good.
Okay.
It's so bad,
I can't wait.
It's good. And if you watch it, wait till the end, because after the movie is over, Kevin Smith comes on his podcast, and they're talking about the movie. Apparently, the idea for this film was created on his, is it Smodcast? Is that what
it
is?
Yeah, his network, yes.
On his Smodcast. And, he's a fellow podcaster. Mm-hmm. And by the way, here's the big deal. I can give this away. The film is about a podcast.
Ooh, I like that. I like
that's
that.
Excellent.
The film
that's
is about a podcast.
I like that.
And it's on Disney Plus, you say?
Showtime.
I don't know where I found it.
If you've got Amazon Prime, it's on.
I'm sure it's easy to find.
YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, Hulu, Sling TV.
All the great outlets.
So how is it going down there, boys? How is every little thing? What did I miss last week?
I got to tell you, last week was refreshing simply because... Because
I wasn't here?
No, we just didn't. Honestly, Mike, we just... We tried to have as much fun as possible. Like, we found a little quirk in Pony that was soul-sucking, and we fixed it with the reverb. Pony, one more time, say hello, please.
Hi, Pony.
Hello, reverb.
Yeah. All right, I'm already bored with that.
He ruined reverb.
Yeah.
We tried a new virtual side of Cards Against Humanity on the bonus show. So that, like, we were experimenting a lot where we knew if we failed, they could just blame us and not you. So when it works out, Mike, it's a win. When we lose, it's also a lose, but it's a win because it wasn't without you, you know?
All right, let me tell you what I'm expecting this week. When you guys do the show, I will spend hours and hours and hours searching for that one comment that says it's just not the same without Mike there. And I usually can find one. I was not successful this time to find anybody that was giving you guys any crap at all. I did find a lot of positive feedback, which means I'm going to be extra careful to be really nice and sweet and not complain as much as I normally do this week.
I miss the
complaints. Next week, I can be my normal self. But this week, I'm going to try to... But it's frustrating for me because when I'm writing down what happened, I had my entire family over yesterday.
Yes.
And I had the... See, I can't wait. This is way down the list for me to talk about. But I just can't keep it in my pants. I can't not tell you that I was filled with an overwhelming sense of everyone, and Carla told me I'm wrong, by the way.
Okay.
That everybody that was coming to our house for my son, for the, we've done it before, for the seventh birthday party for my son, was doing so out of a sense of obligation.
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because I have these, I could spend thousands of dollars on an analyst's couch.
Yes,
figuring that out because it's the way I feel. I'm also geographically separated from them, from all of them. My sister and all my cousins are down, actually on the water where I am inland. I am inland, but that's okay because I don't like the idea of seeing people every day. This is once again on me. This is all on me.
Is it more of a geographic separation or a social separation or, dare I say, an emotional separation?
You just hit the triple.
Yeah.
Oh, three for three. Trick.
Boom! Out of the park.
But no, but it could not have been more pleasant. Carla put this amazing spread out. There were laughs. Everybody, Kathy, my sister, brought a pitcher of margaritas that I enjoyed thoroughly.
Did you say pitcher or picture?
A pitcher.
Oh, okay.
You don't let her forget that. That's funny.
Years later.
That's the elephant memory right there. That's funny. It was, you boys were so generous, and it was, it's always fun to see him open up gifts that came in. Our friend Dirk Vastrick got him a telescope,
which is
so special.
Sweet.
And it's just
he
it's
can
wonderful.
Use it to look at his aunts and uncles' houses.
They're not that far away, Rob.
Oh, ho!
I couldn't afford it. No. There was not an opportunity for me. And I couldn't afford it to be down there. And so when this opportunity, a couple of miles up the road presented itself.
Sure. What time was the party? What was the gathering time?
3 p.m. 3 p.m.
Perfect time. Perfect time on a Sunday.
Most people gone by 5 or 6. So that's
a couple hours.
I like the afternoon thing. I turned in early last night because I knew we had a big week of shows to do. So I was out. I mean, like OUT, I think by 9 o'clock last night. Then I got up early at 5:30 this morning. And so that's where I am. But I mean, I just, I was sitting there and Carla looked at me this morning and said, what's wrong? I said, I just kind of felt like it was, an obligation. I said, there weren't a lot of full families there. You know, everybody kind of, you know,
like they sent representatives.
Well, no, I mean, like a couple of people said, can we bring? I'm saying, yeah, please come ahead. And then they didn't come. And then another family would say, can we bring? And I said, yeah, of course. And then they didn't come. And that was just that was depressing for me. I get really. But
at least
I'm
they didn't send like proxies.
Anyway. You know that
they didn't
right?
send like proxies. At least,
but I mean, the main like the, figureheads of, the, of each no, family
the main,
came.
The main
right?
figureheads yeah. that were invited that, right. that were part of Same. It were there, and it was fine. Yeah. I think we're all getting older. I think that might be it too. Sure. I'm not. I find myself in a social situation now, and I'm sure when we get together, if we ever do again, non-virtually. That you will find this with me, that I find, oh God, I shouldn't say this, social activity outside, if you call this social, it's not. This is more of a, we're entertaining, I am sure. filled with energy when I find social interaction now exhausting. I find myself tired, like oh. immediately tired. I find myself not, whereas for most of my life, both with friends and family, I found myself ready to dive in
yeah.
and be and just be on. You know how you're on, Rob, when we travel through an airport?
Yeah. Yeah.
I found myself that way. Now I just kind of sit there and I let everybody else do the talking. Mm. And
On a smaller scale, I went through it yesterday. 2 weeks ago, I blew off the family Zoom meeting. We do one every other week with the family.
Yeah,
and
we
I
did
blew
two
it
of
off.
Those. We were done with those. Those are
and
tedious.
I wasn't feeling it 2 weeks ago. And so I came on the one yesterday and all of them were saying, well, missed you last time, Rob. And it's like, yeah, I guess you did. And you know what? It takes it out of you because you know what it is? It seems forced. And you don't want to do it out of obligation.
Yeah, but a birthday party's different, Rob. You can't
you're
compare
right.
the two.
No,
you can't
you're
compare
right.
the two.
I'm well, just saying that I can see the correlation. I can see it.
Maybe yeah. it's family socializing. Socializing with our friends, the Colburns, who mm-hmm. came up like about 15 hours before Catherine did. That was a different story. That was my first night knowing that I had 3 days off. Mm-hmm. And I was super, super like turbocharged to celebrate then. But what I did, because I don't do it enough, I was, well, we've run out of time in the opening. I was a monster.
Oh, no. What happened?
I went to the dark side.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, they're these are two, not with both of them, but with Colonel Colburn. I went into the very, very bad dark side, and he ended up like just going to bed because I was out there, I think, just going, yeah,
no. With the Colburns? Wow.
That's another story. Would you like to hear it?
I sure would.
I would love to hear it.
They stayed, though. They stayed here. You know, after that, I had a bad week. We'll be right back. We'll start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I couldn't believe it was her. It was like a dream. But there she was, just like I remembered her. That delicately beautiful face. And a body that could melt a cheese sandwich from across the room. And breasts that seemed to say, hey, look at these. She was the kind of woman that made you want to drop to your knees and thank God you were a man. Yeah. She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it.
Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kurt Gowdy, along with Jim Palmer, Tim McCarver, Dick Vitale, Mel Allen, Dick Emberg, and Dr. Joyce Brothers, inviting you to join us for this all-important ball game.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. The girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. I feel like I'm back in my doctor's office. Thank you. My psychiatrist's office. We're heard all the way from Drifton Beach of Port Clyde, Maine, to Waunakee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, that's a big area, right? Waunakee.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winter Haven, Florida. I know that. That's where the Red Sox used to train. Historic Deland or Delano. Delano.
Delano.
Historic Delano in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
Barrie in Ontario. Isn't it Barrie, Ontario, or is it Barrie in Ontario?
It's Barrie in Ontario, Canada. I didn't know how to the best way to put it.
There's a Barrie, Vermont, I think, but this one's
but this
Barrie,
is different.
Ontario,
this
Canada.
This is Canadian. Boo.
And this is the best one yet. Tickle Naked Pond. Ooh. In East Reigate, Vermont.
All right.
Where are you going? Going to Tickle Naked Pond. That reminds me of News You May Not Need. You'll have a story about Tickle Naked Pond and that. That'll be fun. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Liquid IV. Dehydration, you got the weather you're getting down there and around most of the country with this amazing heat wave. Get ready for dealing with dehydration. You need Liquid IV. I enjoyed some of that on Friday morning. No. Thursday. No. Mm-hmm. Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, I enjoy.
You know, we talk a lot about it.
I didn't wait to become a monster.
We often show it as we drink it, but we never actually show the product. Look how small and portable this is.
You what flavor? Is that lemon lime?
This is lemon lime. And so you carry it with you in your pocket, in your car, whatever. Buy a bottle of water. You add it. You're good to go. It doesn't take up any space at all.
With Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it's backed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins to help your body defend against infections. Proper hydration can boost your immunity. One serving of Liquid IV provides 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks, has no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. And I love it. Plus, Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings due to COVID-19. Liquid IV is being sent to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. It's a great company that gives back, and they know how to help their fellow citizenry. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. And don't forget our promo code TMOS. Okay, yeah, it was the first night. I remember it well. I don't know what I did. I just know that I was not pleasant towards the end of the evening. And the Colburns came into town, and you're not going to find two more wonderful
just genuinely
people.
Sweet, right?
Perfect.
They're just
perfect
kindness
guess.
and thoughtful, and they bring like craft brews when they come in. They bring craft brews, but perhaps it was not the best idea for me to sample the first one that had over 8% ABV.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't roar like I used to. And, I didn't take a swing at anybody or say something horrible. I just was, it was described to me without anybody giving me any real specifics that by the end of the evening, I was rude. I was excited. They came to town the night before Catherine was to arrive the next day.
I was excited.
I get excited, and I get excited because we haven't socialized, and I don't have a stop filter that allows me to be more responsive. And
I gotta
ask
Mike.
I'm 61, and I have to figure out that stop filter, so I can't do what I used to do. Carla said it to me point blank. She said, "You're 61 now. You can't behave like this anymore." And I'm like, "Yes, you're absolutely right." And,
is it the way it used to be when we used to do those every other long weekends in New York, and the way we'd rage on Thursday night and be destroyed on Friday because we were just excited to be there?
What about the turn? And Mike, I'm not throwing stones.
The turn. We're not talking about playing poker.
Oscar is dying to get to the turn. I've been there
because there are different turns that I've experienced with you.
Yeah.
Some are you fixate on a topic or a person. And then that's where the turn, all that energy is directed to them or that topic.
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
Yes.
You turn as, I would say, the royal we, where you're like, you hate everything. Everything
I hate
is wrong.
Everything. I can't tell you, because if I could remember it, I would tell you. But okay. I didn't do anything totally over the top egregious. I just was unpleasant. And I'm pretty sure that everybody went to bed and left me out on the patio, the deck outside.
Ooh, yeah.
So I woke up Wednesday morning, and I know that we went out to dinner with my sister and brother-in-law and the Colburns, and it was laughs and fun. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to our place, and they came over. And then somewhere along the line, I have a memory of everybody turning in. And I had to apologize. I don't know what I was apologizing for, but I think I was just kind of sitting there going, you know, Oscar had described when I hate everything and everybody.
Yeah,
I'm just going, maybe I'm just unpleasant. And I'm sorry,
you know,
I don't
what?
Have
I will
more detail to offer you, but I know I was told to apologize to the colonel. I may have said something about his long hair. Because his hair has grown during the pandemic, and
of all things.
I don't know.
You know,
but
they don't have.
But
he
apologized to him.
You know,
he
it was in
fine.
The military, don't you know? Now okay. That's done.
Well, I don't know what it was, but then she said, "You threw empty beer cans off of the deck." You know, that it was kind of, if I can describe it the way I think it might have looked. The way I think it might have looked like this. Where was it? And then she said,
"I hate
just
long
go.
Hair."
She said,
"Hippie."
She said, "Just go down and look at the deck." Mm-hmm. And so I went downstairs and I looked at the deck, and it looked like someone had slaughtered a cat on the deck. It was IPA beer that was everywhere. And I think that I was just throwing cans. But I don't. All I know is I took a one of those Swiffers to it, you know, with the spray bottle on top, and knocked that out. But it took me a lot longer than it should have.
Yeah,
and
what you need is one of those good main rains to clean
main
that
rain.
Up. And, main rain.
And while this is all going on, I feel horrible physically. I mean horrible.
Yeah.
And
were
and
you
I
drinking
sat,
various craft brews? Like you didn't stick with you see that'll mix you
and
up. I think
wine with dinner.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
You really can't do that
Ooh.
Anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's, you're 6 feet tall.
It's not good. It's not good. I just can't do it. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, look,
and
in fairness,
by the way,
you've always hated long hair. You hated Rob's long hair.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's a trigger.
Do not go back there. I wanted to move past that. I wanted to move past that. Damn it.
You know,
I don't remember what I said.
Colonel Colburn triggered you. He should have known better.
No,
before he showed
it didn't. No, no, he didn't. He's the nicest person in the world.
Here's a positive, Mike.
Didn't deserve getting, you know, Mr. Horrible Monster Mike. You know, I showed my ass. I was too relaxed.
And his sticky deck.
My sticky deck. My sticky deck that I had. And
don't
we had,
go out
we
on
had
the
great,
deck. It's sticky. Sorry.
A sticky deck.
We had a great rest of the week. So everything was fine. We had a lot of laughs.
And
played
here's
trouble,
a positive.
Like trouble
me,
while they were here. It was great.
Let me give you a positive. When you make that turn, it's less horrible when you spread out hating everything than if you laser focus it. So that was actually a positive. Make the turn, that's good.
Can't tell you with any accuracy whether I did that or not. Can't tell you with any accuracy. I know it wasn't, and no one was able to, my wife, because I pinpoint her. I'm like, what did I do?
Just
what
tell
did
me. Yeah, just tell me.
Yeah. She said, you were just rude. You were just acting rude. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Yeah. You know how I am. You know how it's like, Oscar, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean I was acting rude? That's a blanket say. You're just rude.
Yeah.
And then I asked again. I said, probably five times during the day, I said, what did I do? She said, I don't know. It's just rude.
It's just rude.
You get rude.
Sometimes.
You know, people don't want to be around you. Ah. Then I'm like, ding. Now I get that. People don't want to be around me. Okay. I get it. I understand. That's the answer.
You broke your own rule. You had this in Manassas, and sometimes you broke it then. The second location. The dinner
and
was the first location.
Technically, the deck was the second location. Yeah. And it started early in the afternoon, and then a 5:30 early dinner, and then it was crazy time.
You blink your eyes, and the deck is sticky, and everyone's upset.
By the way,
rude.
The reason my wife is married to me, I'm convinced, is because God put her on this planet to keep my ass straight.
And alive.
To keep me alive. And when she looks at me and goes, "You have your daughter arriving. You have to get it together right now." And I'm like,
"I don't want to sit my." I
turn into the Godfather.
I said, I just want to sit in my chair and curl up into a ball, and I'm not working and all that.
I'm on vacation.
By the way, and here's where the Colburns get up, and they're very physically fit, and they brought their bikes. They brought their bikes.
Oh, that's sweet.
And they take their bikes out to do a golf trip, and I think Carla has gone into.
Are you
town.
Sure they just weren't trying to escape?
That could be true.
Ride, honey. Ride like the wind.
That could be true. But they did two of them. So maybe they tried to escape twice. But anyway, it was. But no, they brought them. They brought them because that was their plan all along.
All right.
They were only here for a couple of days. So that was cool. But Carla goes, and then I just go into a mummy position. And then when she came back, she's like,
you have to get your act together. You've got your daughter arriving.
And I did. And I rallied. The one thing I did was I rallied. I needed. Good. When I woke up late in the morning, I needed that power nap for like 1 hour, which I got.
Yeah.
And when I got that, I powered the liquid IV. I drank that liquid IV.
Pound it.
And then I had Carla go and buy me anti-nausea medicine in town. That's how bad it was. I said, I can't feel like this. Get me some medical help. Get me medical assistance on that Wednesday morning. And she got something called, I think it's Nauzine.
Nauzine. Yeah. Nauzine. I've never had it, but I've seen it.
It worked.
Yeah. Is it N-A-U-S-E-A-M? Nauzine?
N-A-U-S-E-N-E.
E-N-E. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara for Nauzine. You know, when you have 572 beers and three glasses of wine with your good friends and your family, you want it. And by the way, you turn into a monster. You want Nauzine the next
day. Did you get the regular? Did you get the chewable, or did you get Nauzine Kids?
I got chewable. I know it was chewable.
Great question.
I chewed one of them. And by the way, I was recovered enough that by dinner time, by like late afternoon, I had a little trail mix. And then we had spaghetti bolognese, Carla's famous spaghetti bolognese, where she takes the jarred sauce and doctors it. And, and we had just a big blasting
pot of pasta.
Everybody else did. I did not. I was not allowed to. I did not allow myself to. There is no way I can't. The only thing that's ever kept me out of rehab is the idea that
the food will soak up the alcohol.
The residual alcohol from the night before.
I'm saying.
You're healing.
Wednesday evening, Thursday evening,
fine?
There wasn't much alcohol involved with me at all. Yeah. That was a two-nighter. At that point,
Colburns are like, Mike's so boring when he doesn't drink. Jeez.
Well, I am. I'm very boring. And I think I had a cocktail Friday, probably. I think I had a cocktail or two Friday. I don't remember that well.
In fairness, look, I'm not going to judge you. I don't care if you're 61. I love the idea that you were so pumped up to see your friends.
I was so excited.
And at age 61, that you were like, and look, barring the pandemic, forget about that for 2 seconds. The idea that you get to see your friends in another location, another part of the country, that you just arrived.
Yep.
That in itself is exciting. You add the layer of I haven't seen anyone for that I really cared about for a good amount of time. That's pretty huge as well.
And it's high praise for them.
The Colburns had it in Indianapolis. They had the COVID.
They had it.
They've been through it. They've experienced it. Their whole family had it. Their whole family went through the experience. And, so that was different to talk about and, talk about the different levels of people that have gotten this horrible thing. And then, Catherine went out to L.A., which was kind of an epicenter for a while.
Sure.
And they quarantined for 14 days and tested negative before they got here. Everybody's being really cool and responsible of, if they made this available at every drugstore in America,
I'd love to go
where
to
everybody,
CVS
we
and
would
knock
be
that
so
out.
Far ahead of the curve,
yep.
It wouldn't even be funny. I mean, it would be absolutely, we would be making a lot more progress than we are. So all in all, it was a very, very nice weekend. But I would describe myself that I think right now I'm in kind of an HM phase of being up here.
HM? And,
I think. Hot mess.
Oh.
Really? Airlift me in a psychologist. All right. Just let me know what's going on, please. Good God.
Do you think they drove by and didn't honk on purpose?
Why did they honk so quietly?
I don't know. Hanging in there.
The neighbor didn't leave eggs for us this week. Are they
That's
mad?
Right. No, they're not. They don't have them out this year.
No eggs this year?
No, that's not us. That's just them. I don't know. We don't have anything to do with them. I couldn't pick them out of the lineup. I couldn't. I don't know who they are. They're just there. But we have new neighbors next door, and they play into the... I'm sorry to keep dominating here, but I've got to share this next, because there's one tiny wrinkle, and this is what you do when you have a hot mess phase. You make decisions that you're going to regret later, which I have.
Oh,
I have made a decision that is not completely activated yet, but it will be. Jesus.
Put into motion.
This is so helpful. This is so... I love our listeners. I love you guys. I love the opportunity to come in here and do this. I don't know where the hell I'd be without it. All right. We'll put it together. I will keep it together with bailing wire. I'm not going to work for free, but I will put it together with bailing wire to keep this going. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Malley.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Malley.
Sure, why not?
No!
Mike O'Malley was part of being president of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the cop with a copy. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, where I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that.
I don't know, Raymond.
Anyway, this portion
not
of the program
hold up under questioning.
Brought to you by Harry's. Note to self, at the conclusion of this show, because I moved locations, I have to switch addresses, I have to get my Harry's. I need the shave gel. I need the razors. I need the body wash. And there's one more thing. Oh, face wash. Mm-hmm. And I need Harry's face wash.
All great.
I love Harry's. You could save enough to buy 26 fancy cups of coffee in New York City, or enough for 3 deep dish pizza dinners in Chicago, or even enough to pay for 6 months of your Netflix subscription. And that's what you could save in 1 year by switching to Harry's. How, you ask? Let me tell you.
How?
It's because Harry's delivers high-quality razor blades for as low as $2 each, a fraction of the price of the leading brand. But even more important than the incredible savings is the shavings.
Aha!
Harry's gives me a great shave, and I love the product, and it's the best shave of my life. I am so ready to order the new Harry's razors, because I think I've got one here that was sent to me back when Harry's Incorporated, back during the Eisenhower administration.
I think that I used a new blade this morning. I think the first one since the pandemic started. That's how long they last.
They're great.
It's so
great. You really just don't know. You have to guess, because they're that good. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription, and that's got a 100% quality guarantee. And 1% of the proceeds are set aside from Harry's for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. And we thank you. All right.
Good stuff.
One thing happened at the end, at the very, very last part of the weekend. Once all the guests had left.
Were there a few sociable drinks? I know that there was
yesterday?
A picture. Yeah, at the birthday party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, time. Good.
Not anything crazy.
You didn't roar, but I mean, you know, just to be social.
And it was, it was fine. My sister brought over a pitcher of margaritas, and I had a couple of those, eight of those. It was.
Caught that.
I didn't really feel it.
No, it takes a little bit sometimes, you know.
I'm going to be drying. I'm going to be dry this week. I'm going to be drying out this week.
Okay.
Because we're back on that, you know, that thing that we do. So that doesn't lend itself to post 5 o'clock doing much of anything. And, you know,
that's true.
That's a, all right, let's see. So we,
decisions.
Our neighbors, Seb and Amy, moved to Ellsworth, and so they're not here anymore. We got new neighbors. They have a 9-year-old boy who gets along well with Michael. So he was invited to the birthday party, and he came over yesterday, and he was hanging out. And his old, our old neighbors who had a daughter, Maddie, another playmate, she's gotten into like cheer, that gymnastics thing.
Yeah, where they flip around.
And so, you know, Michael was glad to see her, and they're very, very nice people. People and they're local here, and we love them. And so we had a mix of everybody here at the party. Towards the end of the day, I don't know how it happened, but the neighbor boy brought over a gray kitten about that big, and it was this. Everybody was holding the kitten, and at one point late in the party, I looked over at Carla, and Carla's looking at me and going, "Isn't it cute?" And I start to get the that feeling in the pit of my stomach, and then Carla looks at Michael on his birthday during a pandemic and said, "Michael, wouldn't you like to have this kitten?" And I looked at Carla, and I'm like, "What did you just say, my God? No! No, what are you doing?" I said, we have a 12-week-old dog that we just got. What is wrong with you? How insane are you going to? I didn't say this. This is all in my brain.
Because interior
monologue. We have multiple people up, you know, on the patio, on the deck, on the front porch.
Yes.
Right.
Jesus. And I'm looking. And so at this point, my sister beats feet. She's the last one to leave. God bless her. She hung in there, I think, perhaps out of obligation, to the last part of the party.
It was not and obligation. She's your sister.
Carla said it wasn't. Carla said it wasn't. They were very sweet.
Yes.
Congratulations to my brother-in-law, Paul, who retired, and we gave him an adult Jimmy Cerino coloring book. Carla's choice.
That's a great
gift. Everybody's making better gift decisions than I am. My daughter gives my son at 7 years old a ghillie suit for a sniper thing where he's running around the backyard with all the hair on him, and it was hysterical. So everybody's making great gift decisions. The only one that can't do it, me. I'm the bad gift giver, okay? I understand it. He wanted a tank from Walmart that was like $399. I said, it said 3 years plus. You're too big for that.
You're not going to squeeze into that tank.
I'm not going to have a tank in the backyard. So that was a no, and I got him a rocket ship, Lego rocket ship.
Mike, it's better than what I got him. What I got him is boring and very
I forgot. What did you get him?
I got him a little savings bank that looks like an ATM.
No, I see. I like that because it's like no fuss, no muss. I'm going to play
with
that.
And I don't know if my gift
might use that.
I don't know if my gift was too advanced for him because it was, I think, 10. I got him a switchblade. And I don't know if that's a
no. You got him a like an electronic soccer thing.
It's a hover.
You got him a gadget.
It's a hover soccer game where the balls hover. It was pretty highly rated, so I hope it's good.
But the ghillie suit, anything we got him, and Dirk, by the way, the telescope, that's the gift that we'll keep on giving. It's going to be great. But as far as the end of the day, I'm like, no. I said, so I go, I'm just circuit.
Well, you know, Julia has been playing for a cat for a while. And do you remember the one thing that Robert said when he had his wisdom teeth out and he was high as a kite? And
what
the one thing is he turned to Jim Carrey and says, "Hey, you know how Julia wants a cat?" And Carrey says, "Yeah." He said, "Don't get, they got a litter box and that smells like shit."
So I'm circuit overload and I leave the cat and Carla and everybody on the porch and I go in to watch the last, because the golf tournament was delayed. I go in to watch the last 45 of the golf tournament. And by the way, I got John Rahm in the pool. Way to go, John Rahm, for winning that tournament.
Killed my 60 Minutes recording, I'll tell you that much.
They wiped out 60 Minutes with that.
Now, and Scott,
I watched
Pelley
one story that was
pissed.
Really good about that girl that won the Nobel Prize on the 60 Minutes still rocks.
Good, great show.
Anyway, so thanks. That's the Michael Marin. I think
high praise.
I think it might last. I go in, and about 10 minutes later, Michael comes in and stands in front of me and says, "Dad, that cat is so cute. Can we get the cat? Aww. And I look at him, and I'm tough love dad.
Yeah.
I'm tough love dad, where I look at him and I say, Michael, we have a brand new puppy that we have to take care of, and that this is the wrong time to get any kind of cat. So the answer, and I said this to him, this is a direct question. I said, the answer is no, honey. We cannot get a cat. And so I get the... And he walks around, and he turns, and he walks out. So he walks out.
Tears.
And I'm on sitting his birthday. Here, and this is the thought process. I'm walking out, and I'm just playing this in my mind, and I'm saying to myself, you know, this is a kid, and every child has gone through different levels. I think maybe seniors in high school probably got screwed the worst.
Yeah.
But all the way down through school-age kids, where these people are being, you know, parents are not knowing whether or not to put their children in jeopardy, and the teachers are weighing whether to go back to school. And it's insane. Nothing has changed. Things have gotten worse. We are in the middle of this pandemic. Nothing is improving. Our leaders are gone. There is no leadership.
Non-existent.
We're all feeling this incredible angst, and I'm like, at some point, a little chip in my brain starting with my horrible behavior on Tuesday night, all the way through this, where the family was there and I was paranoid, a little chip went, this kid has not had people to play with. He has not been around other children. I'm like, my wife is looking at me like this. It was an amazing looking creature, this little gray, blue-eyed cat, and something clicked in my brain, and I went, what the F, with what he's dealt with and with his lack of ability to go, and Carla has wanted a cat forever. You know I hate cats.
I hate cats.
It's an understatement to say I hate cats. I used to make a joke on the show about, well, if your cat's bothering you, I'll take care of it. Don't give it to Mike. Don't give it to Mike. The cat will never come back. And I said, WTF. I said, Michael, come in here. Get your mother. And I said, so Carla comes back in. I said, do you really think this is that we could handle this? She says, of course. It's a cat. It's not like a dog. It's a litter box, and that's it. That's what they do. I said, I own two cats that peed in my house, and I've never
targeted you.
They targeted you.
They did.
She said, my standard line, I said, I will not do anything to take care of it. That's fine. What do you do with all the other pets? I said, I take Frankie out at the same time. The decision was made. We have decided to adopt the kitten from next door.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And the kitten, by the way, is not in the house because the kitten is still on the teat, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So you're going to have a Milo and Otis situation.
Yeah.
Don't know what we're going to have, but it's going to be, you know, and I don't know. When I said I'm a hot mess, I am a hot mess. So that's it.
But as a child of the pandemic, Michael will always remember this moment, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I think that you should prepare for the worst at the beginning.
Sure.
You can ask Maddie. Maddie had a kitten.
Well, luckily, no, he wasn't a kitten. He was already like a year and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
Maddie, do you still have
fully
the cat?
Trained.
I do, yeah. No, but I was the same way. I never wanted a cat. But now, like, I can't imagine life without him. He's the best.
Look at that.
So, Maddie, is that your kind of sign of approval?
That's my endorsement, yes.
Your stamp of approval? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sign,
have
stamp.
Have we named this cat yet?
No, that'll be later in the show. Certainly going to use it for material. We don't know. I mean, not in this show. That could be next week.
Sure.
We'll name the cat when it gets into the house, but it's got like almost violet eyes, you know, because it's that young, you know? It's terrific.
That usually happens with haunted animals.
Girl or boy?
You know, I don't know, but I think it's a...
I don't know.
These are details we'll visit later.
I didn't look to see if it had a wiener or not. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And now with King's Things, here's Larry. Of all the slaws, coal is my favorite. I think birds have gotten meaner. A hot dog is just a long sandwich. Sometimes my feet change color in cool water. Tinder makes my wrist hurt. When do Transformers go to the bathroom? Stevie Wonder can't see! I'm sick and tired of bells. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMaryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good, okay?
We have a brand new sponsor, and yes. I am excited about this. I have had issues with my lawn up here in Maine for a very, very long time. I've got real land up here, and I want to make sure that my front lawn looks good. Summer's here. I love being outside. I am not what you would call a lawn guy. I just can't. There are guys up here that spend, you know, 10 hours a day on their lawn.
Right.
I can't. What I do is I overpay for someone else to come care for the yard. But listen, you know, this year I'm doing it an economical way with a company called Sunday. This is a very exciting new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me tell you about this company, Sunday. Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. I just went to their website and I went through my lawn profile. This is the most space-age thing you've ever seen.
So cool.
I get on the website and I type in my address.
Mm-hmm.
Within seconds, they're doing a satellite shot to actually look at my yard, which is the way they do their technology. It's you put in your home address, their free lawn analysis. This is space age stuff. They get the soil. They understand what's happening. They create a custom lawn plan based on soil, climate, and lawn. And I've got my Sunday box here now, and I'm getting ready this afternoon to go out into my lawn and just attach it to my hose, spray it on the yard. Easy peasy. I got an extra little dandelion preventative that I'm putting in there. I thought I needed expensive equipment or a green thumb, but no, they're going to make it with Sunday. It's as easy as attaching the included nozzle sprayer, and I water my lawn. That's it.
Did that this weekend as well, Mike, and I got to tell you that I'm looking forward to seeing the results.
Yeah. Lawn care used to cost me hundreds of dollars or take up my whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the grass will never look better with Sunday. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn, but they do at Sunday.
Sure.
So if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs to be green, no worries. Just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. If you are somebody listening to my voice right now that has that lawn issue, this is a wonderful alternative for you. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday, everybody. And
I'm excited about it.
I'm really, really, really excited about that. So you're up to date on me. I'm exhausted. I have nothing more to add. COVID, heat wave in Washington.
I can't believe they targeted you and got you with bringing over a kitten.
I went to the TV room. I went to watch golf, and then Michael came in, and I said, I'm spoiling him during this time. I know.
Well, you were set up, Mike. It wasn't Michael.
Yeah, you're
Michael
target.
Walking.
No, this was random.
Carla totally set you up, and Carla can come and defend herself. It's like, you know, you should not go ask your daddy if you can have the kitten.
Yeah, it was a triangular play right there.
I see it coming.
Sure. Well, but the kitten didn't come out of going to a shelter or anything.
No.
The next
God
door
brought
cat,
him to you.
The next door cat had kittens.
Yeah.
The kitten is still nursing.
Imagine
next
that.
Door.
Yeah.
And the kitten, by the way, the kitten
you know,
is
it'd
all
be fun.
Gray.
Why don't we take
I mean,
why
all
we...
gray, head to toe gray.
Yes. And you will be too in about 2 weeks.
Oh, my skin. Head to toe gray, ashen gray.
You know, it'd be fun. Let's take this brand new little kitten over to the birthday party. I wonder what'll happen then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you were targeted. Yeah. Absolutely targeted.
What, targeted by the family next door, you
yeah,
think?
They got cats to get rid of. And they said,
well, they have
let's
three. They've gotten rid of one, and there are two more that they
are. Is there a financial contribution to the womb?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, the way I understand, they're giving them away. That's the way it is. We've just met the folks, but they seem like
yeah.
Nice
but there'll
people,
be finances as far as you know, like getting
shots
it fixed and
that.
Shots and all that. Yeah,
no, they didn't get theirs fixed, and look what happened. I could make it feral up here. You know, I mean,
right? Live outside.
Outside cat.
Oh, there's too many. There's too many creatures up there. Mike, she'll last a week, or he'll last a week.
Well, yeah, but what a great week it'll be.
Sometime this week, I might have to get my sister in because you know how Carla spotted the mountain lion and they still make fun of her about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's been a sighting up here. My sister had seen a bear.
I remember.
And then, I'll let her come in and discuss the other animal that she saw. I'll tell you what it is. I'll tease, all right?
She can talk about it.
Apparently, they're called koi wolves.
Koi wolves.
And they're like, well, we might be here and we might not be.
Half wolf, I don't know.
Oh, not koi as an adjective.
No, like a hybrid.
No, not being coy. I think I'll eat your garbage. Maybe.
I might kill a chicken or two. I'm a coy wolf.
Oh, and the neighbor across the street, Seb told me, has goats. He said, you haven't heard the goats? I said, no. And then I think I might have heard a... you know I love goats, so we might have
hello, Mike.
Goats
I'm your neighbor's goat.
Hey, yes, me. I'm the number one fan of the Washington Capitals. My name is William Stillwell. My friends refer to me as goat because I have a billy goat beard. A lovely little billy goat beard. Here I am. So, yeah, they've got... They're raising goats and hares across
like,
the street.
Like rabbits bunnies? For
like
meat?
Like rabbits.
I mean,
you know what it's like up here. I'm in the country.
That's a different world.
Yeah, it's but a different I mean, world rabbits, here. I mean, I think the only reason you would raise them would be, if not to sell them, would be for meat.
Well, you want me to get book Kathy on the show? I got to get in here. I'll book Kathy on the show so she can come in and
we'll explain to us.
I don't want to go through the with her schedule. You know, the Miss Bella the Ball. I don't want to have to go through the stuff again.
The booking agency.
She is busy. She finds herself to be busy. She's in everybody's business. You know.
All up in their business?
Yeah. I heard her talking to my daughter.
Well, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. What are you going there?
She's trying to help.
What?
She's just trying to help.
Whatever. All right. I need help. I need a therapist. But yeah, goats.
Maybe you could raise
wolves,
rabbits.
Cats, you know, it's what?
Maybe you could raise rabbits.
Rabbit. All right. We have to take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need. Sorry for the short break, but did the best I could. And we'll get to Oscar's good news and Maddie's weekend tomorrow, if you don't mind. Aww. Can we do that?
And also the Mac cheated death.
Yeah, Mac attack.
Oh, well, can we book Mike McIntosh for the show?
Yeah, I told him it would probably be tomorrow. We had him standing by today, but he's also
get him on
very,
the show tomorrow.
Well, where
he's
is he
also
going?
Very busy, Mike.
Yeah,
by the way,
going?
I know nothing about this story outside of I saw him explain it. I think he's faking it.
That'll be good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Has he been tested? Nope.
He has. He just hasn't gotten his results yet.
It's going to come back negative.
Well, the way he tested himself, Mike, he said it tasted positive.
He gets everything. You notice that about his personality?
Mm-hmm.
Think he's going to skip this one? The biggest pandemic disease? We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, that'll be a good chat. We'll be right
John
back, Lubbock, everybody.
The noted philanthropist, scientist, and first Baron of Avebury once opined,
art is unquestionably one of the purest and highest elements in human happiness.
Funding for the arts has dropped off exponentially lately. However, you can show your support and ensure your happiness by becoming a patron of the Mike O'Mara Show. For as little as $1 a week, you help support the mission of TMOS, providing snickers and giggles to those that get it. You won't get a fancy tote bag, but what you will receive is a chance to bring comedy into your humdrum existence during this pandemic. You also get the satisfaction of helping to ensure that celebrity impressions, NBA catchphrases, and antiquated references from the 1950s flourish for years to come. Just look for the patron tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com to get started today. Invest in the arts, the comedy arts, by becoming a TMOS patron. Ensure your happiness by giving a little to laugh a lot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Are your family's memories trapped on an old camcorder? You know, those tapes that everybody has,
yes.
Or maybe even going back far like I did with film reels. I bet you have boxes of old videos collecting dust in your closet or attic. Oh my God, I do.
Yeah.
If I looked at some of my TV work. Oh, well, guess what, old timer? They don't even make VCRs anymore.
Face! On your face, old man!
What you need is Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. It's so easy, you pack and send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy for generations to come. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 850,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive, fantastic quality, and so convenient. Get started future-proofing your memories today. So I love that, future-proofing.
That's future-proof
cool.
It, yeah.
Future-proof your memories today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and then send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. And we thank you.
News!
News!
Boo! Nothing no here.
Mike, this yes. just in from the Mac Macintosh World Broadcast Headquarters. He will join us tomorrow. He has his results, and he will reveal them live on the show tomorrow.
That's exciting. That's good.
I like that.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. That'll be very fun.
Can't wait.
Place your bets.
Place a little pool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens. If speculating about celebrity pregnancies is your passion in life, there's a new reason to live.
Love
my lead story. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel may have just welcomed their second child, despite the fact that no one knew they were expecting. This is the talk of the internet.
Wow.
Britain's Daily Mail tabloid says Jessica had the baby boy last week to join their 5-year-old son, Silas. They're supposedly in Big Sky, Montana, where they've been quarantining as a family. There's still no official word. In fact, Justin and Jessica have never even announced that they're expecting. The only thing, the last thing I heard about Justin was like he was on that balcony with some other hot babe, right?
You know who's really excited is Jessica's Uncle Howard.
Howard Beal?
Yes.
The craziest fans tore through their social media feeds trying to find pictures of a pregnant Jessica. She's goddamn pregnant.
Is that a baby boy?
And there isn't much to go on. You're losing your heads, people.
She was last seen from the waist down in March.
My daughter is not pregnant. She is not.
I had a news with Howard Beale. Yes. Anyway, it's inconclusive. They tried to find it late last week. Justin shared an old photo and said, quote, hashtag TBT time machine. Summer's going to look a little different this year. Some people think that was a hint about the new baby, but he could just be talking about the Covey. So we don't
Could be. Well,
so
congratulations.
That was an entire story about, well, congratulations.
This is probably the best time for celebrities and the paparazzi.
Because they're not out and about.
Yeah.
That's it.
Shouldn't be.
So if she's having a baby, I say congratulations to my daughter, Jessica Biel. I'm out
with
you.
You should send them some steel-belted radios.
Yes. So they're sitting there on their ranch with their money and their steel-belted radios.
Jesus Christ. If you don't know what we're doing, go watch Network.
Okay? Network's a good movie.
He's a crazy anchor man with a British accent. Anyway, it's sad to even think about, but this is real. I hate it. Alex Trebek is at the point where he's starting to balance his quality of life against just letting go. In an interview in the New York Times, he says he'll quit his cancer treatment if the current round fails. Quote, yesterday morning, my wife came to me and said, how are you feeling? And I said, I feel like I want to die. It was that bad. There comes a time when you, this is his quote, quote, there comes a time where you have to make a decision as to whether you want to continue with such a low quality of life or whether you want to just ease yourself into the next level. I bet so many people that have had the big casino.
This is so sad because last week we had tape of him from Twitter where he was actually quite optimistic. So this obviously he's had a bad few days. I hate hearing it. Really
He says, or ease to the quality of the next level. He said, it doesn't bother me in the least. So he's ready. I'm sure you go through that. But don't worry, Alex isn't giving up yet. In fact, he's still looking forward to hosting Jeopardy again. But he adds, quote, it's a quality program, and I think I do a good job hosting it. And when I start slipping, I'll stop hosting. So that's sad. God,
that is sad.
Maybe, you know, that's pancreatic cancer. Very, very, very difficult to fight. And
spread so fast
with Alex. This is a celebrity feud that made me laugh yesterday. Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro. They have been low-key feuding since they did the 1987 movie Angel Heart. It goes that far back.
Wow.
Because Mickey claims De Niro was a jerk to him on the set. Decide whose team you want to be in. Over the weekend, Mickey took things up a notch on Instagram after someone told him De Niro was talking smack about him. He called De Niro, quote, an effing crybaby. And he said, And Mickey Rourke said this, "Let me tell you something, you punk ass. When I see you," they're both like 70-year-old guys. "Let me tell you something, you punk ass. When I see you, I swear to God, on my grandmother, on my brother, and all my dogs, I'll embarrass you severely, 100%.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that Mickey Rourke still has his vision, so I don't know that he'll be able to see him. He's not really the picture of health.
De Niro said, "That's all right." Last year, Mickey claimed he was up for a part in The Irishman, but he lost it because De Niro refused to work with him. De Niro's rep said Mickey was never considered for the movie. So the feud continues, and "I will embarrass you."
I don't think they have a computer powerful enough to de-age him. I think that was the problem that kept him out of The Irishman.
They had a picture of Mickey Rourke, who again looks different. It's weird, like the plastic surgery, but he looks better different. It's surreal. A new survey of people who like fast food found just over 1 in 10 think eating it without including your partner is as bad as cheating.
Wow.
This is funny. And 1 in 20 say they dump someone for doing it. The survey was done in England.
England.
Where fast food joints got completely shut out they were shut down during the outbreak. So they're craving it. Close to 1 in 6 people who've had fast food since the lockdown ended said their first bite was as good as the birth of their first child. They just really love their fast food over in England. You know?
I went out and got myself an order of chips.
Crisps, Rob.
Crisps.
Yes. These are delightful. That's what they call like Doritos over there. What delightful Mexican crisps.
Crisps.
Aren't they wonderful? Someone in Minnesota has been posting signs all over North Minneapolis after they got drunk, decided to ride home with a friend, and they literally cannot remember where they parked their car. The sign says, quote, "I may have saved your life or your child's, but now I can't find my car. It's a 2007 Toyota Camry, so it's a good one." All they know is it's on a residential street somewhere in the northern part of the county.
Wow.
Meaning the search area is about 600 square miles.
God.
Would that be a modern enough car that would have a key fob? Because you could just drive around the street clicking the button.
Not 07.
Oh, that sucks.
No way.
That sucks.
No. The internet is torn on whether to help them out or not. On one hand, they decided to be responsible, but it sounds like they probably did some driving before they got pulled over. Before they pulled over.
Right.
They didn't get arrested. And if their friend can't remember anything either, how sober was that friend?
Exactly. You know, not a very good friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The old joke, you drive, you're too drunk to sing.
The signs say to call Luke or Melissa, and there's a reward for anyone who finds the car. It's not clear how much they're offering. How much would you offer to find your 2007 Toyota Camry?
I don't know. I'll call Melissa, but I'm not going to call Luke.
This experience usually happened, when I was younger, would happen on which parking garage near Power Plant Live in Baltimore was the car left in.
Sure.
That's usually what happens. That's
and you got a couple levels
itself.
To deal with.
Yeah. Three structures, you'll find it eventually.
Maybe, maybe they can put it on Unsolved. No, I don't know. And now a little something. Wasn't that a parking lot? That one, Oscar, right?
The first one that everybody's talking about? Yeah, right next to the Belvedere Hotel. Mike, great memory.
The Belvedere. The old Belvedere.
Belvedere.
Here's something. A Minnesota Police Department confirmed officers are now using drones to catch people going nude or topless at an area beach. The Golden Valley Police Department confirmed that officers working with Minneapolis Parks Police used a drone to catch beachgoers in the act of going partially or fully nude.
Mm. Oh, wow.
At Twin Lake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, Chop's got the sewer. Just west of Theodore Worth Park after, "Hey, I'm Theodore Worth. Welcome to Minnesota. How you doing up there?"
This is the park.
Yeah,
you know, we got a sliding board.
Yeah, no problem then. Take a look at that. Yeah, her breasts are out. Christian Calbert, a beachgoer who was cited for topless sunbathing, said she was unaware that the beach was a part of the Minneapolis park system. She said there are no signs posted at the beach that mention the park system or rules against nudity.
Mm.
Here's her quote. "It's ridiculous when I turn around and there's a gentleman who has boobs that are as big as or bigger than mine. And he can keep his shirt off. And we're doing the same thing, you know. Sitting in the sun. I'm like, you say it's a sexual organ, but it's not. We're not sexualizing it." So that was her quote. She was very upset.
That's a fair point.
I think
officers,
so.
Officers for the police department could not be reached for comment because they were all watching the videos.
I want to fly the drone. No, you want to fly the drone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. All right.
Hover, you fly hover. The drone. I'll take notes.
Zoom in, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Ralph Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Patron Society. Times are tough. We need your help. You know that. We've talked about it before. Here's what we want you to do. It's the TMOS Patron Society. Simply put, we're asking you to lend a hand. We need you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Patron Society banner. And if you can, make a pledge to TMOS. It's our little telethon we're doing right now.
That's it.
$1, $5, $10 a week, any amount. It's up to you. TMOS needs you. And you can make a difference. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to stick around, and we want to be here. Because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you, and check it out on our website, the TMOS Patron Society, and we would love to hear from you. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, July 20th, 2020. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
If I'm not mistaken, Mike, 51 years ago this very day, you were also in Maine. Because this is moon. This is Moon Day. This is the day that Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and I believe you had a black and white TV that you watched
black
the coverage
and white
up there, right?
Rabbit ears, and we were trying to get a signal down here, and it was hard. And I remember seeing it, and it was a big deal. Everybody was gathered around a tiny, teeny, tiny little TV.
The reason I love to play this tape, not only because it is just an amazing testament to American technology and a promise that Kennedy made that we would walk a man on the moon in that decade. I love listening to Walter Cronkite react here. This is just such a great moment.
Walter Cronkite. Yeah.
So this is 51 years ago this very day.
On this July 20th, 1969.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, for thousands of years now, it's been man's dream to walk on the moon. Right now, after seeing it happen, knowing that it happened, it still seems like a dream.
We think that you've done a magnificent job up there today.
Thank you very much. It's been a long day.
Man has landed there, and man has taken his first steps there. I wonder just what there is to add to that.
He's no Ann Curry, but he's pretty good. Wow. Anyway, that was 51 years ago.
Michael look has come here. Into the studio.
Michael, happy birthday!
Can you come on the show tomorrow with me in your uniform?
Yes.
Because we're at the end of the show right now, and we're running out of time. You got your military uniform. Do you want
to say anything? Happy birthday, buddy.
Do you want to say anything to Rob and Oscar, who both sent you presents?
Thanks.
Oh, you are welcome, godson.
I really like them.
So good. Sweet. And he's so sweet.
Tomorrow, can you wear that same uniform and come back on the show? Because we'll talk about the uniform.
You got to ask him if he's booked. Ask him what his schedule's like.
Are you booked tomorrow? Are you booked? Did you play tennis this morning?
Yes.
And are you booked tomorrow? Are you free?
I think I might be.
You think you might be free?
Okay. Have your people call his people.
I hope you... Did you have a good birthday? And at the end of the day, what have we decided we're getting?
We're getting a kitten.
You're getting a kitten. Woo!
Yeah.
I mean,
that kid's going to become a cat.
I defy you to say no to this. And Daddy said yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did that make you happy?
Mm-hmm.
You going to take care of it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
What color is it?
Gray.
What color are its eyes?
Blue.
Okay, give me a kiss.
Bye.
All right,
awesome.
One uniform.
It's a World War One uniform.
Thank you.
And without that pledge pin.
Under uniform.
Sometimes it is exciting when I can find something that interests both Mike and Oscar. Now, Mike,
shut
I know
the
you.
Door, please.
You love a great Irish song, right? And Oscar, you love the show The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
So here's a guy named Steph Murphy who sings the theme to The Fresh Prince, although as though it is a sad Irish ballad.
Well, this is a story all about how my life got flat. flipped and turned upside down. If you have a minute to listen right here, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
And like many Irish songs, it goes on and on.
It goes on, but it's funny.
It's very, very funny.
Perfect. I defy anybody. You could go to an Irish pub, play that, and nobody would blink. No one would pick up on what that was. That's fantastic.
I said, I'll smell you later. Anyway, Mike, this is our Florida story of the day. Actually takes place in California, but this is so Florida-ish, I had to include it. If you were at the Sacramento Verizon store over the weekend, perhaps you saw the woman who refused to wear a mask.
Here are the police people.
Here's the police audio from this report.
She's refusing to leave, not wearing masks. They've asked several times, and she's refusing. They're calling back again and advise that female now pulled her pants down and is urinating inside the business.
Oh, my God.
She was arrested, and they found stolen items from Dick's Sporting Goods in her car. But she was asked to put on a mask. She refused, so she peed at the Verizon store. So that's how a Florida story can take place in Sacramento.
The United States of America is like a bad parent.
Yes.
We need to be a tough parent. We require tough love. Like, you don't wear a mask, get arrested, period.
Speaking of bad parents, I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm a little hypocritical at the moment. You just gave a cat to a 7-year-old because he blinked at you.
Yeah, but the cat was wearing a mask.
Guilty.
I'm glad you brought up bad parents, Mike. There was a meeting Friday night in Provo, Utah, about requiring students to wear masks at schools. All the parents that showed up, we're not wearing masks.
Hello, everyone. This is the exact opposite of what we need to be doing. We are supposed to be physically distancing, wearing masks. And so all of our medical experts, everyone is encouraging us to do that. This room is not complying with these health guidelines. This creates a health concern for this meeting. So I'm going to suspend the rules, and I'm going to make a motion to continue this entire meeting to another date. All in favor, say aye.
Can we have discussion?
Aye. Any opposed?
Good job.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Bye. I watched that video. I love what that guy did. That guy did the right thing.
Yeah, he did.
He's literally doing something that might help those people not get sick. The one thing is unbelievable stupidity.
Before they dismiss, they all voted positive. Every student gets a cat.
You guys can lick it.
That's your magic audio. You guys can lick it. Welcome back, Mike. Have a great Monday,
everybody. I am a weak father. Sorry. If he's in reform school at 16, you'll know I blew it. All right? But maybe he'll just love me more. Right? Anyway, we got to get out of here. Great to see you guys. Thank you for everything.
Welcome back, Mike. We will take a break.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santano. Maddie Masiello and Pony Super Reverb Bloom. Hi, Pony.
Hello, Mike.
This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
You're a bad, bad girl, Stephanie.
I know I need to be spanked.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Bye-bye.